It's Mike, Zeke, and Jilly in the Morning Drive. Proud to welcome to the show, Kane Brown! Yeah. Welcome, Kane.
How y'all doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. Just driving in this fine Nashville traffic.
You know why it's so heavy? Everybody going out and getting the album Experiment today. That's the whole deal.
There it is.
Yeah, I feel like the guy herding everybody in. Well, I'm very back to this.
What was the inspiration behind naming the album Experiment? Are you trying something new on this album?
I think it sounds completely different than my other album, and it was just bringing a bunch of, you know, older instruments or instruments that I didn't have on my last album, mixing it with some of the new school sound. Also, none of the songs sound the same at all, which to me was like the biggest experiment, because it was trying to keep every song away from each other as far as possible. The fiddles in a lot of them that I didn't have on any of my last album. I went and played Texas with Cody Johnson, and they played on What Is in Heaven with a fiddle, and I fell in love with. And also we got steel guitar on some of them. We have a little harmonica on some of them. Talk box. All kinds of stuff.
I saw not too long ago on Facebook that you were at Jason Aldean's house for the Georgia-Kentucky game. Congrats to your dogs on the SEC East win. Honest question. Do they have any shot against Bama this year? It looks tough.
Man, everybody kisses Alabama's butt all the time. Hey, you can't. Like, every time Georgia and Alabama plays, like the last 5 years, it's been close.
I think maybe you ought to change your slogan to Roll Dogs.
Hey, I will. I'm going to have a good time.
Speaking of Jason Aldean, was that your first baby shower, or is that something you've, that's old school for you now, old hat?
Yeah, that was my first baby shower. There was a lot of artists that were supposed to be there that wasn't, and it was because they thought that only the wives were going. And I was like, yeah, honestly, the only reason I showed up is because I was at Aldean's, and he asked me if I was coming. And once I said yeah, he got this big relief over his face, like he wasn't going to be the only two.
I thought that was kind of a women's gathering, so Jason had to appreciate that you were there. You're a good friend, Kane. That's very nice of you.
Yeah, it was cool. It was me, him, and then Dan and Shay was there, and DJ Silver. So we had some boys there.
At any point after the game, did all of you get in the shower together?
What? No, wrong shower, Zeke.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's weird.
Good deal. Well, I tell you what, congratulations. The new album, Experiment, is all out. And tell you what, we can't wait because you, like, right after your tour kicks off next year, I know we're one of your first stops in Kansas City. Got you January 17th at the Silverstein Ice Center's Arena. You want to leak any sort of surprises right now and give us the exclusive? Because we're okay with that.
Just get ready to rock out, I guess. That's the only thing I've got.
Rock
all
out?
You need.
And be ready for Earl Dibbles because he's coming too.
Okay,
oh, good.
Right.
Okay, good deal. Thank you for taking the time to call us in Kansas City. Good luck, and we'll see you in January. Thank you so much, Kane.
Thank you. I'll be